I don't know about you, but we're always looking for ways to get our kids involved and give back in our local community. That's why we're excited to tell you about Student Visionaries of the Year, a campaign by the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, which is the largest nonprofit organization dedicated to creating a world without blood cancers. Student Visionaries of the Year is a 7-week philanthropic leadership development program for high school students. Participants form strong teams and fundraise in honor of a pediatric blood cancer survivor in their local community. I would love for Violet to do this program when she's in high school.
This program is transformative. It not only helps students develop valuable life skills like project management, communication, financial literacy, and entrepreneurship, not to mention it looks great on college applications, but most importantly, it's also a chance for them to engage in meaningful work within their community and make a real impact on blood cancer patients and their families. You can learn more about Student Visionaries of the Year or even nominate a student at lls.org/students. That's lls.org/students. Hi, Happier in Hollywood listeners. You're about to hear a preview of The Baron of Botox, a new 10-episode series about Dr. Frederick Brandt. Over 2 decades, Dr. Brandt went from running a small dermatology practice in Miami to being Madonna's personal skincare consultant and the go-to for public figures desperate to stave off aging. His clients loved him. Fashion magazines profiled him.
But as Brandt continued to build his empire, Coconut Grove mansions, Four Seasons suites, luxe Manhattan offices, absurd art collections, he was slowly becoming addicted to his own injectable product. As his fame exploded, the darkness inside only grew. The Baron of Botox traces the rise of Brandt's empire and seeks to understand the ugliness that bloomed under his carefully curated facade. From the team that brought you Broken Hearts, this is The Baron of Botox.
On April 5th, 2015, Dr. Frederick Brandt, a 65-year-old cosmetic dermatologist known the world over as the Baron of Botox, was found hanging from a yellow cord in his garage in Coconut Grove, Florida.
Tough questions being asked in the wake of the death of a skincare doctor to the stars. Dermatologist Frederick Brandt was found dead in his Miami home.
The dermatologist to the stars found dead in an apparent suicide. And some are wondering this morning if a parody on a popular Netflix show went too far.
The unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt features a flamboyant dermatologist called Dr. Brandt, who some say bears a striking resemblance to Dr. Brandt.
Dr. Brandt had a best-selling product line and pristine homes in New York and Miami, where he showcased his modern art collection worth more than $50 million. His clients were among some of the most famous women in the world. Movie stars, supermodels, and magazine editors were often spotted sneaking out of a secret exit at his Murray Hill offices, their massive SUVs waiting to whisk them away to recover and emerge as fresher, better versions of themselves. In 2008, New York Magazine dubbed his look that of plush, round cheeks, strong jaws, and pillowy lips, the new face. His colleagues loved him. His peers envied him. To women who hoped to evade the ticking clock of time, Dr. Brandt was the most potent drug dealer in the world. And the dealer got high on his own supply.
Somebody told me they ran into him. And I said, oh, great. And he said, you wouldn't recognize him, completely different. The hair was blonde. I don't know whether he had any cosmetic surgery over the years. He was very bright. I'd be shocked if he had an A-minus or a B-plus in anything. He did have a bit of a glow about him in the sense that, he knew he was bright and he knew he was going places.
This is the true story of how a self-described Jewish kid from Newark willed himself to the top of the $4.7 billion beauty industry. And the story of a sensitive outsider with big intelligence and even bigger ambition.
He was always picked on as a child, the skinny little guy, but with a brain that was beyond. You got to remember, he redesigned himself. He took himself and made Fred Brandt.
From Imperative Entertainment and the team behind Broken Hearts comes a new series that will challenge everything you know about fame, fortune, and the fear of growing old. I'm Justine Harmon, and this is The Baron of Botox.
I think this is my better side, but who knows at this point? I've done so many injections.
Beauty, it's a beast.
Smile, frown, smile, frown, smile, frown.